We call him Mullet Man.
Benny's up front. Front. Party in the back. Benny's up front. Front. Party in the Benny's up front. Front. Party in the back. Benny's up front. Run.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
If you've never heard Mullet Over before, it's one of the most important games that we play here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We're going to give you three stories, and we're all trying to figure this out together. Which one of these individuals, and only one of them, has a mullet? They all sound like they certainly could have a mullet, but only one of them actually does. And I like today how you mixed it up, Ian. It's not just guys. There's also a woman involved in Mullet Over.
Of course they can have mullets.
Of course they can. We've seen some beautiful mullets on women.
It's a gender-neutral hairstyle.
That's right.
Sure.
And it's very back accepting.
A lot of lady mullets right now.
I love how there's this intersection between mullets with, like, there's the super trendy people who have brought the mullet back, and then there are the people who have no idea that there is a super trend bringing the mullet back that are still rocking the mullet from back
it
in the day.
Never left for them.
It really is a beautiful cross-section of humanity. So let's try to figure this out again together. 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to call or text us anytime. And for those of you that are watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, you are welcome to guess as well. Let's meet our first contestant in Mullet Over. Her name is Linda Ducharme, and she married a roller coaster named Bruce.
My name is Linda. I'm 56 years old. I live outside of Tampa, Florida, with my husband of 3 years.
Oh.
I am happily married to a carnival ride called a skydiver. His name is Bruce, and we've known each other since 1981.
I mean,
my first relationship was with an airplane. The last serious relationship I had before I met Bruce was with a locomotive. That didn't work out.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
She didn't like the train, huh?
Yeah. She funny. Tried it, though.
Is
she
this
tried
like My Strange Addiction or something? Some weird.
I mean,
weird
guys, that is a strong fetish contender.
Tampa,
in my opinion. Yes.
She's married to a roller coaster. And
sounds like she probably gets through about a pack and a half to two packs of Reds a day.
I'm just thinking of the producer who was putting together that segment and putting that harmonica on there. I mean, that is a strong contender.
Just play the beginning again, because going back to the production value of really selling whatever it is that you're showing through visual pictures, the audio really helps. And here's just a clip.
My name is Linda. I'm 56 years old. I live outside of Tampa, Florida.
I mean,
with
that,
my husband of 3 years.
That is a mullet. If you're going to like give a soundtrack to somebody with a mullet speaking,
pretty
you're
close.
Like, give me the harmonica.
Okay. She's definitely a contender. Not ruling Linda out.
Also, don't forget her husband, the roller coaster, named Bruce.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Has a name.
Bruce.
That's a name that would love a mullet.
Already, first guess right out of the gate, before we even finished playing that clip, E-Check said, it's Linda.
We got everybody saying it's Linda already.
Well, we'll see what we have. Two more, though.
We do.
Who's number two, Ian?
This is a gentleman named Paul. He is a martial artist that is affectionately known as Headbutt Man. Paul Vanuk is his name.
Yes.
He is a Filipino martial artist, and he is actually, he claims that he is a Bruce Lee protege. He is the founder and the head of the Progressive Fighting System, and probably best known for the RAT, the Rapid Assault Tactics Program for the U.S. Navy SEALs. So, I mean, the Navy SEALs have taken some of his training and applied it to their conditioning, and we're trying to figure out if Paul Vanuk, Headbutt Man, has a mullet.
You'll hear some sound effects in this. That is him actually headbutting a melon. So just keep that in mind.
When you headbutt somebody, they don't survive that. You headbutt somebody, they're going down.
That was a slow motion.
When you're 30, you're going to headbutt that fast. When you're 50, it's going to be that fast. Or how long do you have to train a headbutt? You're going to headbutt the bag 2 hours a day to get better at it? So these are tools that we can use whether we're sick, tired, hungover, I don't care. You just grab hold, boom, and it's always there.
That is Paul.
Okay, so I have a theory, and tell me if you think it holds up, Mahoney. Being the headbutt king does not pair very well with a mullet. I feel like the mullet would get in the way of the headbutt.
Not if you have a bandana tied.
Well, no, it's still business in the front, party in the back, people.
Like, no, I know, but I just feel like the party would somehow get involved in the headbutt, like one of your opponents, after you headbutt him, could bite onto your mullet and hold it.
I don't know how popular the mullet is in Manila. So that's, I wonder about that.
Question mark there. I think that one's more unlikely than
very
Linda.
Articulate.
Yeah.
Like he may be too well spoken to rock a full-blown mullet.
Duke in the chat did say headbutting is such a mullet move. That is true, though. I mean, out of all of the headbutts that I've seen, I feel like about 80% have had a mullet involved.
Kyle responded and said, I feel like he has a rat tail, which is distinctly different than a mullet, and I'm feeling that. I'm feeling
rat
that.
Rat tails. Woo! This is Malik Laziri, an Austin-based artist who makes cartoon-themed fleshlights.
I've been waiting for an excuse to bring him on the show, God. So here is Malik.
Yeah, Big Buster, I done did it again. Found me another grail. And this one talks. Oh, yeah, he's going to get funky, all right. This is the Mater Bader, y'all. Very rare, very hard to find, especially in this condition. Guys, I tell you this all the time, but this time for real, do not sleep on this one, folks.
Oh, no.
I hate this guy so much.
Ian is holding up a picture, and it is it's Mater from Cars, and it's, that's a way of making, I guess.
There's the guy from The Bug's Life?
And then
Caterpillar?
Everything about this is so creepy.
And then, unfortunately, he also made a Mike Wobloski from Monsters.
Oh, this is so bad.
I mean, like, what happens?
Man.
Is it
don't
like...
Don't do that.
Can we call...
Called the mouth or the eyeballs? Like, this is
just,
weird.
You know...
I'm not a huge fan of the way that the copyright law is written right now, especially...
You think that he has officially licensed these...
No, but I feel like that we should turn him in to Disney and everybody else, because this man is a criminal.
Okay, I would like to eliminate him right out of the gate. I don't think it's him. I don't think that he... I don't think he's a mullet guy.
I think he's just a pervert.
I think he's a creep.
Like,
I don't think there's anything funny or clever or party-like going on with his head.
Also,
I think that he's just demented.
I'm not a huge fan of government surveillance, but if you have bought a Mater Bader, you need to be on a list.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
You're done. Okay, Audrey, do you agree? Are we going to eliminate Malik?
We are.
Okay, well,
the Mater Bader guy.
Fortunately for you guys, that is correct.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Mahoney, he does have a douche haircut. As you can see here, he has a faux hawk, and he got the Nike sign etched into the side.
He's actually got way better hair than I was imagining.
Oh, that's better? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like...
That's artsy.
That's not... I actually don't hate that haircut.
You can find Malik on Instagram if you want to buy one of his pieces of art for $2,000.
No.
Okay.
Log on to actualhell.com.
So we have that Mr. Headbutt Man, and we have Linda, who is married to a roller coaster named Bruce.
Oof.
I'm sticking by my initial gut feeling, man.
Tampa?
I think Tampa, Linda, Harmonica, married to numerous locomotives, roller coasters. And what was the other one?
An airplane. She dated an airplane.
Dated an airplane, yeah. I think it's Linda. Final answer for me.
You think?
Yep.
I don't know. I want to go with the headbutt guy because I feel like Linda, though she is weird, she doesn't give me woman mullet vibes. I feel like she's got like really short hair.
Yeah, up top and then a big ass party in the back.
Okay,
I don't see her partying.
So Audrey, you're going headbutt man.
I am.
So I'm going to eliminate headbutt man because even though we did not see the video, from the video Ian said he was headbutting a watermelon. I think, Dave, it wouldn't impact his, I think if he was headbutting a watermelon, the bits would get caught in that beautiful manila
so
mullet.
So you're worried about the seeds, perhaps,
so
the watermelon
I don't think
seeds.
If he had a mullet, he would be headbutting watermelon. So by that logic, I'm going to go with Linda, who married a roller coaster from Tampa.
Final answer for Mahoney.
Wow.
Final answer for me. Audrey going
headbutt man.
Ian, who is correct?
Mahoney. And Dave, you are wrong.
Oh,
Linda does not have a mullet.
No.
She does not. She actually has some fine hair. And then,
short
as you
hair,
can
like
see,
that's
exactly
yep,
what
very
Audrey
short
said,
hair.
Yeah.
She looks like Corey Feldman.
Oh, if you think that looks bad, just wait till you see Paul with his mullet halfway to breaking a cantaloupe.
I underestimated the headbutt man. What a glorious guy.
He looks like Stallone.
He does. Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
What a national treasure, Audrey. That guy is.